Hey, good morning, everybody. You hear the music. It is time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by with a guest. Stay tuned. We've got realty expert Caitlin Soley. We'll talk with her right after this.
Life, with its many stages. From the my little one has just arrived stage, to the I have arrived stage. From the first home you'll ever buy, to the one home you'll have forever. No matter where you find yourself in life, your forever agent will be there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. For you, for life.
All right, and we are back. And you know what? It's not just realty expert. It is award-winning realty expert Caitlin Soley in the house. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm tired today. Wednesdays are always my hardest day of the week.
You stay up and party too late on Tuesdays or what?
No. I'm in bed by like 8:30 every night, I swear.
You youngins, I tell you. I
know. It's just something about Wednesdays. I just get so tired.
Mm-hmm. So you did win an award. What'd you get?
Honor Society this year.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. I just saw your picture, and that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, I think it just means like you reach a certain amount of volume, mm-hmm. And then they recognize you for it.
So. Oh, sure. And I noticed that a lot of realty experts at Berkshire Hathaway won awards. Yes. I mean, it's got to tell you something about the family there.
Yeah. There was about like 7 or 8 of us. So
nice, yeah, nice. And cool. They treat you really well afterwards.
Yep. I would imagine. We get to go out for dinner and have a good time and just celebrate together.
So. Do you get to go? Do you order the most expensive thing they've got?
So this year we're going to Skies. I've actually never been there.
Saying.
And I'm really excited to try it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, go. We'll never been there.
No, I've never been there before.
Okay. They got really good food there. You brought a guest.
Yes.
Let's introduce him. He's been on the show before.
He has. So this is Jake Larson with American Family Insurance.
All right. Let's give him a round then. Yay!
And we kind of thought, you know, this is a real estate podcast and a lot of people, everyone pretty much needs mm-hmm. homeowners insurance.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to give a quick thanks to Jake for coming back on. I'm glad we didn't scare you too much the last time you were on here. But yeah, so today we kind of have some like tips for buyers and sellers.
Okay. Right? And before you start, we were talking about this beforehand. I didn't know anything about homeowners insurance, because it was in my mortgage. Well, when I paid my house off, all of a sudden, you know, I'm told by my wife, oh, by the way, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. She goes, well, we don't have a payment now. Do you think we're still insured? And I'm like, oh, I never thought about that. But, okay, now I'm done. Go on.
Yeah. So, Jake, do you want to kind of introduce yourself? You know, kind of talk about what you did before before insurance and how you got into it.
Yeah. Okay. So, first of all, thanks for having me on, and thanks for the applause. It's like a little quieter than what I get when I walk in the office, but it'll do. I've been in insurance for a couple of years. Before that, I was in safety and risk management, and those two kind of go hand in hand, and one of the things is, you know, when you're in safety and risk management, you're always looking for hazards. And so after I was on the show the last time, we talked about, you know, we should do this again, but what will we talk about? You know, I was out looking at some houses that people were purchasing. We have to get the insurance for the mortgage, so that all ties mm-hmm. in. And we've talked about this, Caitlin, you know, the things that hold up the buying process, mm-hmm. and it's the mortgage. Well, there's a few reasons why a mortgage can get held up. I'm not a banker, so I don't know all of them, but I know the one that involves me, and that is the insurance. Mm-hmm. If I can't get the policy issued, then that's going to hold up the buying process. And so I was looking at a house, and I was thinking, okay, what, you know, as I'm walking, I'm like, this is what I want to talk to Caitlin about. This is what I want to be on the show, is to talk about what could a seller, potentially do to make sure that that house sells on time so they get into the next house, everything goes smoothly. And then what should the buyer look for? You know, what are the things that, you know, are potential, going to hold up the mortgage?
Yeah, I think that's super important to talk about, because I know, like, for my side as being a real estate agent, we're super cautious with, like, the home inspections and the appraisals. And if anything comes back for that, you know, we kind of have to fix some issues there. But as far as, like, the first meeting, it's your profession. You know everything about insurance. And I don't think that we have a lot of insurance agents come on here a lot. So I think it's really important to kind of hear, like, your perspective and the advice and tips that you would give. So.
All right. Well,
I've get got into
a list,
it.
So you're going to have to break it up a little bit.
Yeah, because we always hear yours, you know. What should you do to make sure before you sell or if you're buying it, this is awesome. This is what,
like,
we want to hear.
This is the real stuff. Like, this is coming from an actual insurance agent himself. So, yeah, let's get into your list.
All right. So, first thing, an insurance industry right now is it's a tougher market, just kind of like real estate, right? We're all going through some different changes. Roofs are a hot topic in our industry. The age of the roof, roofing materials. There are, you know, people, we're seeing more steel roofs, whether it's the ribbed metal or the steel shingles. My producer yesterday just went out and photographed a house because it was, you're familiar with the clay tiles, you know, the kind of seats.
Yep.
A metal version of that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I've heard of that. It's not common, is it?
That's the only one I know of.
Okay.
So, there's different roofing types. I'm starting to see some buzz about different materials, like composite materials, almost like a rubber shingle. So,
is there one that is better for insurance, or are they all kind of the same?
You know, steel is going to be your most expensive option, but it's got the longest life. Mm-hmm. And so, as far as getting full replacement costs and everything out of an insurance policy, steel is going to be your best bet. You know, cedar shake, that's one that I still haven't quite wrapped my head around, but we do have some houses in Grand Forks that have cedar shake. It's covered very well. So those are kind of the off-the-wall ones. What's most common, of course, is shingles.
Mm-hmm.
When you're shingling, you can look at some different options. There are actually what's called class 3, class 4 shingles, and it's a test where they're pelting these things with ball bearings to simulate hail. Class 3, class 4 shingles, if you go with them, there's some extra cost, but talk to your agent because there may be discounts that offset that cost.
Do you see anything with, like, a roof that's pitched versus a flat roof for a house?
So obviously a pitched roof is going to be favorable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just what we call the low to moderate. A steep roof, I can't remember, you know, the angle on that. Back in the day, I was never a contractor, but I got yelled at by some. What we consider a steep roof, you'll know it when you see it.
Yeah.
They're pretty serious. Even some of these newer homes that we see, the modern tract home, as they're called, have some pretty steep roofs. They're still not technically steep roofs.
If I can interrupt here, I live in a log house, and my pitch goes from steep to graded, you know, a little bit more easier. But I had cedar shakes, and never again. Never again. You would not believe. I put asphalt shingles on now, but you would never believe the damage because of the way the pitch changed. All that moisture would just hang in there. It wouldn't run off. And so this is during the pandemic when plywood was about $80 a sheet. I had to buy, it was about 60 sheets, and you wouldn't believe all the repairs I had to do. Cedar shakes are great. I just don't know about this part of the world, you know? But yeah, it's just, and even though, like, my son lives in Fargo, and there happened to be a guy walking around the neighborhood because he was an adjuster or whatever. He went and knocked on my door and said, "You mind if I go and jump up on your roof for a second? I think you might have." Long story short, my kid's getting a new roof now for $1,000. But yeah, because you wouldn't be surprised. You might think your roof looks good, but they're not.
Exactly. Jake, I have another question that just popped into my head because I get this one a lot from homeowners, is they have to replace their roof. For your side, in insurance-wise, does it matter if you get someone who has, like, a licensed contractor to do it versus someone who thinks that they can do it themselves?
Wow. So on the claims process, that's definitely something you have to work with the adjuster on. If it's an insurance claim that you're replacing it for, different companies are going to have different rules on that. You know, for my side, just, you know, the company I represent and sell, they're just looking at the age of the roof.
Okay.
You know, is it, and then... I'm kind of your first adjuster. So, you know, I come out, I look, I'm going to, you know, make my assessment of, you know, what does that roof look like? Were the shingles laid right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's one of, like, the biggest questions we get. And I know, like, that's why we recommend getting home inspections, because home inspectors also check that out too. I think it just goes, when you are selling your house, a lot of people like to see that the work was done by, like, a professional that knew what they were doing. But yeah, awesome.
And also, if your insurance man says, "Yeah, you need a new roof," and you say, "Okay, we're going to do it," you better do it. Because what happened to me was the guy I had hired to do mine in the fall fell off the roof and broke his leg.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I couldn't get it done till spring. Well, all my insurance guys call me up going, hey, what's the deal? You're supposed to have a new roof, and you've only got it. Like, oh, I had no idea. But get on it.
Right. When I bought my house, it was a fixer-upper. So when we got our insurance, the roof wasn't even covered because the roof was after its like lifespan. Mm-hmm. So that was one of like the first things we did was we did our roof just to make sure that we could get that insured.
Yep.
So that was another big point I kind of wanted to talk about. So your roof was excluded is the industry term.
Yeah.
And there are certain things, and I run into this when I talk to folks, they say, I don't want that covered. Well, roofs are one of those things that can be excluded, but sometimes we have older buildings on properties, say, you know, old garages, old sheds, things that are, they're coming down. And the seller might be thinking, I'm just walking away from that. It's not my problem. Mm-hmm. But we can exclude property. What we can't exclude is liability.
Yeah.
And so if you have a shed that's hazardous, that's still on the property and it still falls under the liability portion of the policy. And so you might not be worried about replacing the shed, but unfortunately the insurance company, the underwriters, I'm not the bad guy, it's the underwriters. Right? Mm. No, they're good people. They're good people. They're in risk management and this is what they do. And they're going to look at that and say, you know, that's a hazard. Somebody could get hurt because of that.
Yeah, we do see that a lot, too, that a lot of homeowners, when they go to sell their house, they'll only do the roof on their house, not the garage. So that's good to know. That's a really good tip.
You know, the other ones, just any general hazards. You know, do we have heaving sidewalks? Do we have deck boards that are rotting out? One that I run into a lot is railings on stairs and decks.
Yes.
You find that one?
We do. Depending on the type of loan for financing, that will get flagged in an appraisal. So,
can also get flagged on the insurance policy.
Okay.
So follow local building codes. For me, it's if it's 30 inches off the ground, there's a number of steps in there too, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. Or a door that is 12 inches from the ground. The door is going to have steps, those decks, stairways up to the house. They're going to have railings. I've seen situations where somebody, the railings were probably, you know, kind of rickety, kind of rusty. They'll remove the railing, kind of paint over where they used to be, and then go to sell it like that. Well, that's a problem for the buyer.
Okay. Yeah, that's really, really good to know because we do see that a lot. So, and oftentimes, you know, if someone is approved for like a conventional loan, that's not going to get flagged in appraisal, but it's nice to know that it'll get flagged in insurance. So.
The other one I just think is just general maintenance. You know, the whole thing that got this idea in my head was I was in, you know, out behind the house. There was a corner with some peeling paint. And I just cringed, and I thought, this is what I want to talk about. It would have taken very little time to grab that old can of paint, touch up that spot, and it wouldn't have been an issue. But the problem with peeling paint is it's going to leave that susceptible to rot.
Yep.
So, you know, when we have wood, that's an issue. Steel, we can have some peeling paint. Some companies, I guess I can't speak for all of them, but, you know, a lot of companies are going to say the steel's still going to do its job.
Yeah.
It's not cosmetically appealing, but it's still going to do its job. Wood, you got to touch that stuff up.
Yep.
Same thing with, you know, window frames, you know, and maybe a broken pane of glass. I still see a few, you know, old windows.
I know my house has really old windows. That's like next on our to-do list, saving up for that. So, but we see it a lot though. Yeah, we definitely see that a lot. Anything else that you have on your list that you want to touch up on?
So trees and shrubs. This is one that has just, and I've talked to friends from other companies, we are all seeing this now. Basically, as a rule of thumb, if we have large trees overhanging, or if we have something that, if the wind could blow a tree or shrub, you know, to touch the house, so I know this is going to sound crazy, but a branch that can scrape your shingles, it's going to scratch off asphalt, that's something that you want to trim back.
Yes, absolutely. Jake, I feel like you're targeting me. All these, like, I have a fixer-upper, but I'm like, okay, add this to my to-do list, add this to my to-do list.
Well, you know where to find me, so I'm not targeting you because you wrote me into helping.
Yep, exactly. Those are really, really good tips, though, that I feel like every homeowner will take. you know, and it's good for us too, just as real estate professionals, to be able to take your advice and kind of educate as well. So, yeah, awesome, awesome. Anything else on your list that you want to touch base on?
You know, I think those are the big ones. You know, we talk about, you know, the condition of the house, the little touch-ups you can do, watching out for the railings, talked about the vegetation and the general hazards. I guess the other one would be just, and when you're selling or if you're buying, some key pieces of information. You know, we talked about the age of the roof, but know the age of the wiring, the age of the plumbing, if any major updates have been done. Watch out for, we want to fuse a breaker box, not the old twist and fuse boxes.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of it. Gather that information, but, you know, talk to an agent first.
Yeah, I know in Grand Forks, there's been, like, I know in 2019 and, like, with the 97 flood, there's been a lot of water damage. For a seller who has fixed everything, maybe even got a sump pump added, is that, or maybe they don't have a sump pump, is that something that as a buyer going into the house, that's going to affect their insurance based on past history, or is it everything that's kind of, like, now moving forward with the buyer, that kind of stuff?
Yes. Okay. So any unrepaired damage after a claim is, that's an issue.
Okay.
So that's something to watch out for, because that can follow from one company to the next, that there was a claim and the damages weren't made. Sump pumps, you know, there's endorsements for sump pumps in case they fail. And I'm seeing it more now. It depends on where you're at on the water table for me, but, sometimes you have to have a backup system to the sump pump.
Yeah.
I have one personally. It's kicked in about 3 times, so I'm glad it's there.
Yeah. I know it's that time of year where people are going to start getting out their sump pumps, getting those ready. So I just wanted to touch base on that as well. So.
Yeah. I tell you what, you got to have the insurance. My homeowner's insurance, not only did I get a new roof on my garage and my house, but I also had a tree blow down on my truck. And thank goodness I had it. So yes. How does somebody get a hold of you, Jake?
So I'm over in East Grand Forks, kind of near Cabela's and the Spud and the movie theater. It's Larson & Associates Agency. You can find me online at jakelarsonagency.com. And you can give us a call, 218-773-3608.
And how about you, award-winning realty expert, Caitlin Soley? How do we get a hold of you?
My number is 320-267-6692. You can also find me on the Berkshire Hathaway website. I wanted to give another thanks to Jake for coming on here and educating us on homeowners insurance. So thank you for that.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, there we go. And you have fun at that awards dinner tonight.
Yes,
you guys deserve this. Say hi to everybody. You'll be back on Wednesday.
Friday.
Or Friday. Today's Wednesday.
Today's
You'll
Wednesday.
Be back on Friday. There we go.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow. That's your Wednesday edition of your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. We'll be back again on Friday.